I'm Sara Littman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 29. In chapter 29, the word ish, individual person or man, appears 13 times. That's 5 times more frequently than the word appears in the rest of the book of Mishlei, and 9 times more frequently than it appears throughout Tanakh. These 13 instances of the word ish appear in 10 verses. Let's take a look at them and get a sense of how the word ish is used. Verse 1, ish tochachos makshe oref, pesa yishaber ve'ein marpe. A man deserving rebuke stiffens his neck. He will be broken suddenly with none to heal him. Verse 3, ish ohev chachma yisamach aviv, ve'roe zonos yabed hon. A man who loves wisdom gladdens his father, but the companion of harlots destroys the wealth of his potential. Verse 4, Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz, v'ish trumos yehersena. By justice, a king establishes his country, but a man of graft tears it down. Befesha ish ra mokesh, a wicked man's crimes create a trap. V'tzadik yarun v'sameach, a righteous person sings and remains happy. Verse 8, Anshei latzon yafichu kirya, v'chachamim yoshivu af. Scoffing men inflame a city, but the wise turn back anger. Verse 9, Ish chacham nishpat es ish evil. When a wise man contends with a foolish man, ve'rogaz v'sochak ve'ein nochas. There may be raging, there may be laughter, but there will never be satisfaction. Verse 10, Anshei damim yisne'u sam. Blood men hate the innocent. V'sharim yivakshu nafsho. The upright seek their welfare. Verse 13, Rosh v'ish techachim nifgoshu. The pauper and the broken man meet up. Meir einei shnehem Hashem. God enlightens the eyes of them both. Verse 20. Chazisa ish atz bidvarav. Have you seen a man impatient in his affairs? Tikva lichsil mimenu. There's more hope for a fool than for him. Verse 22. Ish af yigare madon. An angry man incites strife. Uva'al chema rav pasha. And a hot-tempered man commits many offenses. Hopefully in reading these instances together like that, you heard what I heard. There's only one case where the word ish, man, is just plain ish. That's in verse 26. There, it doesn't even refer to a person as the object, but rather mishpat ish. It is judgment of a person. In all 12 other instances, the word ish is hyphenated and attached to a descriptor. Ish tochachos, a person of rebuke. Ish ohev chachma, a person who loves wisdom. Ish terumos, a generous person. Ish ra, a wicked person. Anshei latzon, men who scoff. Ish chacham, a wise person. Ish evil, a foolish person. What is all this about? The word ish is based on the word yesh, to be, to exist, to have the strength to exist. The aleph, that first letter, before the word yesh, adds the element of individual personality or character. So an ish is a person who has proven their character, proven that they exist, shown that they exist, that they count. We also have the word isha, a woman, which is the equal term for the female version of ish, the man. When hyphenated, the word isha becomes eshet, a woman of, for example, eshet chayil, a woman of valor. We learned in chapter 28 of Mishlei that while Adam is a broader term meaning humanity as a whole, the word ish always points to the individual being singled out of the group. We also learned in chapter 28 of Mishlei that the term ish means a specific individual of the larger group or type. It can be used to specify a male adult out of the larger human species. So the word ish and its female counterpart isha means an individual with notable identity. So who are all these people we just read about in this chapter? They are, potentially, me. In the prayers upon awakening, each day, I say, Elokai, my Lord, neshama shenosata bi tehorahi. The soul that you have given me is pure. I have a perfect, divine, incorruptible, pure soul. I have an existence that is eternal, that I can rely on. It is inner goodness that will always be there. It is the essence of who I am. In that, I am an Adam. That is the yesh, the existence, the strength within me. within my role as an Adam, and connected to that Yesh, that eternal unchanging truth within me, there's also the Aleph, the individual personality that I attach to it. I am an Ish or an Isha. There is a unique characteristic personality which I project and which makes me notable and identifiable to others. The Aleph, my individual personality. The Yesh, my power, the existence. So in this chapter of Mishle, where we find the word Ish hyphenated constantly, the question is, what kind of Ish or Isha am I? What kind of character am I pairing to my fundamental existence? Who am I? Am I the Ish Tochachos, the person who embraces correction? The Ish Ohev Chachma, a person who loves wisdom? Ish Trumos, a generous person? Ish Ra, a wicked person? And Ish Latzon, a cynical person? Ish Chacham, Ish Evil, a wise person? A foolish person? An Ish Damim, a bloody person? Ish Techachim, a broken person? Ish Af Bidvarav, a hasty, impatient person? Ish Af, an angry person? Ish Avel, an iniquitous person? There are 12 different people named in this chapter of Mishle, and none of them were doomed to carry their labels. Those labels don't describe the essence of the person. Those Ish hyphenated labels, those are the personality that is the person's own creation, the repeated behaviors that become associated with their identity. What is my hyphen? Who have I become? Who have I made myself through my actions? This is not necessarily a very easy question to ask myself. And in answering that question, Shlomo HaMelech continues in verse 26, Rabim mevakshim pnei Moshel, umehashem mishpat ish. Most people seek the favor of powerful ones, but a man's judgment is from God. We behave one way or another. We try to impress people we think are social influencers or wealthy patrons or political movers, social elite. Many people invest a lot of effort trying to fit in, to wear the right clothes, to climb in status or influence. Why do we do that? We want to define ourselves by our acceptance, by approval. Never mind that those friendships may be insincere. We want to define ourselves, identify our power, our ish, our isha, by gaining the favor of the popular, the rich, the famous, the powerful. But ume Hashem mishpat ish, a person's judgment, a man's judgment, that's from God. If I want to know who I've made myself into, this unhyphenated ish, God will label me. I don't need to waste my time to demean myself, ruin my opportunities, waste my abilities, trying to ingratiate myself with some crowd. I just need to receive the gift of my existence and my strengths and build on the goodness inherent within me. And I can become an Ish or an Isha, worthy of bearing that name, Ish or Isha, as a title of respect in God's judgment. So who am I? What's my hyphen? It's not a very easy question to ask. It's not a very easy question to answer. But if I can discover who I am and who I create myself to be, I'm on the road to success. Thank you for studying together with me, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.